Radius. Diameter. Circumference. Radius. The radius of a circle is a line segment that goes from the center point to a point on the circle. Thus, it goes halfway through the circle. Diameter. The diameter of circle is a line segment that goes all the way across a circle through the center point. Circumference. The circumference of a circle is the distance around the outside of the circle. The radius, diameter, and circumference of a circle always have the same relationships. Thus, if you know one of these, you can calculate the other two. The diameter is always twice as long as the radius. This makes sense because the diameter is all the way across the circle, while the radius is only halfway across. When circumference is involved, the relationship is a little bit more complex because of the number pi. Pi is a special number that occurs in circles. Did you know that if you divide the circumference of any circle by its diameter, you will always get the same exact number every time? The number you get is called pi and is approximately equal to 3.14, but the decimal places actually keep going and going. Computers have calculated millions and even billions of digits to the number pi, but they haven't been able to find the end of it yet. When you use pi in a problem, typically you can just remember pi is approximately 3.14. There are three formulas you can use when dealing with the circumference. In these formulas, C equals circumference, R equals radius, and D equals diameter. C equals 2 times pi times R. Use this formula to find the circumference when you know the radius. C equals pi times D. Use this formula to find the circumference when you know the diameter. D equals C divided by pi. Use this formula to find the diameter when you know the circumference. Examples. Find the radius, diameter, and circumference of each circle. We can tell from the picture that the radius equals 4 inches. Remember, the radius goes halfway across the circle. The diameter is always twice as long as the radius. So, 4 times 2 equals 8. The diameter is 8 inches. For the circumference, we need to choose a formula. It's usually better to use the information we are given, instead of the information we figured out ourselves, just in case we made a mistake. We started with R equals 4. The first formula, C equals 2 times pi times R, has R in it. So we will start with that formula and substitute in the information we know. C equals 2 times pi times R. This formula says we must multiply 2 times pi times the radius. C equals 2 times 3.14 times 4. Then we just need to multiply. C equals 25.12 inches. Final answer. Radius equals 4 inches. Diameter equals 8 inches. Circumference equals 25.12 inches. We can tell from the picture that the diameter equals 6 feet. Remember, the diameter goes all the way across the circle through the center point. The diameter is always twice as long as the radius. So, if our diameter is 6 feet, the radius must be half as long as that. 6 divided by 2 equals 3. So, the radius is 3 feet long. We can check this by thinking if it makes sense. Yes. If halfway across the circle is 3 feet, it makes sense that the whole way across the circle is 6 feet. For the circumference, we need to choose a formula. Remember, it's usually better to use the information we are originally given. We started with D equals 6. The formula C equals pi times D has D in it. So we will start with that formula and substitute in the information we know. C equals pi times D. This formula says we must multiply pi by the diameter. C equals 3.14 times 6. Then we just need to multiply. C equals 18.84 feet. Final answer. Radius equals 3 feet. Diameter equals 6 feet. Circumference equals 18.84 feet. A circle with a circumference of 6.28 meters. We know that the circumference equals 6.28 meters because we are told this, but we need to find the diameter or radius next. The formula D equals C divided by pi should help us do that. D equals C divided by pi. This formula says that to find the diameter, we must take the circumference and divide it by pi, 3.14. D equals 6.28 divided by 3.14. Do the math and we get D equals 2 meters. Now that we know the diameter, it's easy to find the radius. The diameter is twice as long as the radius, so the radius is half as long as the diameter. 2 divided by 2 equals 1, so the radius is 1 meter long. And this answer makes sense. If halfway across the circle is 1 meter, all the way across is 2 meters. Final answer. C equals 6.28 meters. D equals 2 meters. R equals 1 meter. Let's see what you have learned in this lesson.